I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Tuesday, November 15. Coming up, Bank of Jamaica says ample supply of U.S. currency available, $30 million allocated for extension of transportation allowance grant, and Jamaica Constabulary Force gets two additional vehicles. The details after the break.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
Now the news. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, Brian Winter, is moving to assure business interests and members of the public that there's an ample supply of United States dollars to meet local demand. Mr. Winter says contrary to popular belief, U.S. currency is not in short supply due to movements in the exchange rate. He's urging members of the public to move beyond a casual understanding of factors surrounding fluctuations in the exchange rate, which has left many persons with an inaccurate picture of the country's economic performance.
We actually believe that the picture in Jamaica is not the one that is in most people's perspective. It's the opposite, that Jamaica has ample stocks of US dollars, and very critically, the net flows of dollars are now much more favorable than they've been in the past. They're so favorable that there is no basis to be concerned about a shortage of dollars.
Mr. Winter adds that greater appreciation of the country's economic parameters will yield productive analysis and contributions towards helping the country meet its long-term economic growth targets. He was speaking at a recent Bank of Jamaica press briefing. A sum of $30 million has been provided for the extension of the Transportation Allowance Grant TAG, a pilot project of the Program of Advancement Through Health and Education PATH. Minister of Labor and Social Security Shahini Robinson says $6 million is to be expended monthly at an average of $3,000 per month for each child.
With the initiation of TAG, compliance has steadily improved from 77% in March 2014 to 89% by June of the said year. Arising from this finding, ladies and gentlemen, PATH now proposes to implement the second phase of the pilot between December 2016 and June 2017.
Minister Robinson was speaking recently at PATH's Top Achievers Awards ceremony. The Transportation Allowance Grant was implemented to improve school attendance among students on PATH. It's expected that 2,000 students will benefit from the intervention. The mobility of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has been boosted with the addition of two motor cars, donated by the National Road Operating and Construction Company, NROC. The vehicles will be used to increase patrol efforts on the North-South Highway corridor, the mobility of the police, and reduce road fatalities.
These vehicles will definitely enhance our current capabilities and increase the ability of the police to monitor the highway. And of course, it will signal to all that we will not tolerate lawless acts and criminality on our highways.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of National Security, Diane McIntosh. Ms. McIntosh was speaking at the handing over ceremony of two motor cars to the JCF earlier today. Over the next few months, NROC will donate two additional vehicles to the constabulary. And former government senator Seth George Ramachan has been appointed High Commissioner Designate for Jamaica to the United Kingdom, the UK. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the government is fully confident that Mr. Ramachan will deepen and strengthen Jamaica's relations with the UK and the diaspora resident in that country, as well as the Commonwealth and other international organizations under his purview. The High Commissioner Designate, who is also an ordained pastor and former parish councillor, served as Consul General of Jamaica in Toronto from 2009 to 2014. He is a former vice chairman and interim executive director of the HeartTrust NTA, former executive director for the Jamaica Institute for Political Education, and is a founding member of the Eastern Caribbean Institute for Democracy and the Caribbean Youth Conference. He's expected to assume duties in London early next month. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.